On Friday's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Big Flip Livingstone and Steel Roden, we did it, people. It is the final day of the NHL season, and there is a lot happening in this league right now. But don't worry, Steel and I are here to break it all down for you. And of course, finish the season with a bang, baby, with a couple of big-time bets, locks of the night, and DFS selections. Let's ride.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
That's right, people. You heard it off the top. We are here. It is the final day of the NHL season. Big time bets still going to be rolling out. Thank you for sticking with us for episode number 65 of the reboot of this show. Steel and I really, really appreciate it. And trust me when I say the two of us are just getting warmed up, baby. Lots more content coming out the door. The playoffs are here. We are excited. On today's show, we will be talking about all kinds of NHL news, including Ovechkin's injury. We are talking the playoff teams are now set. Time to get excited about playoff hockey. And of course, Steel and I are breaking down how him and I have both done this year on the fantasy side of things. That's right. We also play fantasy, believe it or not. And of course, doing what we do best, probably why you're still tuning into this show every day, feeding you with some bets, locks, and DFS targets for the biggest board we have seen, 15 games, if my math is right, which it's not always, but that's okay, Steel. I'm fired up as always, my friend. Playoff teams are set. There's some concerns around Ovechkin. It is the final day of games. I don't know where you want to start, my friend, but you can just take it away because I'm ready to talk hockey, and it is a big, big day on the NHL schedule.
Yeah, it's a huge day. Both excited. Last day of the regular season. Playoffs starting on Monday. I can't wait to watch game one of, you know, all of these series. I'm super excited. So let's start with the teams in the playoffs right now. We only have two for certain matchups that are lock solid right now.
Yep.
St. Louis Blues are taking on the Minnesota Wild, and the Edmonton Oilers are taking on the LA Kings. We know that for a fact. It's certain. All the other teams are locked in the playoffs as well. We just don't know who's playing who of right now with the two games remaining. You know, we could see like the Dallas Stars are ahead of the Nashville Predators right now in the first wildcard spot, but Nashville has two games left and they can still take that back. Teams can still switch around, like the Washington Capitals can still catch up to the Pittsburgh Penguins for potentially. So I'm really intrigued to see what happens in these last two games, Flip.
I'm glad that you mentioned that one spot for me because that's really where I'm looking, and I will mention it later for big time bets because that's an interesting situation for me, and I'm intrigued who you think the Penguins would prefer because in my opinion, I think this is a big night for the Penguins. They need to win tonight to hold that third spot, and I know the Rangers and them have had some battles this season, but for me, I think they don't want a piece of the Carolina Hurricanes. I just don't think they have the foot speed to keep up with a team that young and skilled up front. I don't know what you think, but I think the Pittsburgh Penguins are the underdog in either of those series. Let's be clear. The Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes are the better teams. But I think if you're the Penguins, maybe you think you have a better shot against the Rangers. I don't know what you think about that.
I would think that they would have a better shot with the Carolina Hurricanes just because of how – I know the Rangers have had the best of the Pittsburgh Penguins this year. The games have been relatively close besides, I think, one or two of them.
Yeah,
I think they would have a better chance with the Carolina Hurricanes, especially if Freddie Anderson's not in net. Like you said, though, they're going to be the underdog in either series. And looking, I don't know how significant the injuries are to the Rangers right now, but Kopp was out of the lineup. Panarin was out of the lineup last night. So depending on how those two injuries go and if they're not too serious, I think they might have a better chance against Carolina, though.
And I'm glad you keep bringing up the things I wanted to say because, again, tease, I'll be talking about it for big-time bets, but the Rangers are not only resting a lot of guys. Kaapo Kähkönen also left the game the other night with what looked like to be an injury. So some questions there. Either way, so much exciting and intriguing storylines to watch. And just we just mentioned the Washington Capitals. Without Ovechkin, that could have been a really dangerous play. You know, he got kind of clipped there by Carlgren, whatever his name is, the goalie on the Maple Leafs. That could have been a really, really dangerous play. I know I saw Ovechkin speak to the media yesterday. He says he feels good. He says he thinks he'll be ready, but he's not saying he is ready, Steele. And I just read a report. I texted you right before. There's a lot of uncertainty in Washington right now, whether he's going to be ready to go. And that team is not good enough without Ovechkin. And I think, you know, I think we talked about it. I forget what other team, if they're missing a couple of pieces. Oh, UC Saros. Same thing for Washington. If they don't have Ovi in there, I think that might be a quick first round series.
Yeah, without Ovechkin, it's possibly a sweep. Maybe they get one game. Obviously, with Ovechkin in the lineup, they make it a little bit more of a competition. They have a better chance. But again, if they finish in the second wildcard spot and you're going up against the Florida Panthers, that's pretty difficult to do. And especially with all the doubt that we have in Vanecek and Samsonov, I don't think they get far. For me, just looking at how the way things are kind of, you know, coming for full circle right now and how they're shaping out to be, I think the Washington Capitals lose in five games. Like, I don't think they get past. If you're going up against Florida, that's a tough task right there.
They're going to need to hope to get to Bobrovsky early and rattle his cage early. Because even then, I think if they have to throw Spencer Knight in there, I still think I'm siding with the Florida Panthers. Yeah. I don't know what you think about that. But at the end of the day, Steele, this is we're all the way here, baby. 82 games. There's 15 games on the docket tonight. You know we have a bunch of picks and DFS targets, so stay tuned around the break for that. But it's an exciting time in the NHL world. The first week of the playoffs is always amazing. Four or five awesome games a night for like a week and change. That's just a degenerate hockey gambler's dream. And you can see the smile on my face. It's Christmas Eve, baby, so make sure you stay tuned. You know Steele and I will be rolling out the picks, predictions, and all kinds of playoff coverage content. But realistically, Steele, I want to know, to wrap this segment up before we get to DFS, big-time bets, how are you looking? I know you were in the final in one of your leagues. How are we doing here? Fantasy recap time. Let's hear it.
Well, I had a pretty solid night last night. I think I got 20 fantasy points and he got 3. So currently I am down right now in the matchup with Thursday and Friday night remaining. I'm down by 3 points right now. So it's comeback time right now. It's got to be comeback time. There's 15 games for Friday, so we both have pretty much our entire roster in the lineup. We're both going ham for the championship here. Yes. It's going to be a tough night because he's got a really good team. There's no question about it. I can't think of any of the players that off the top of my head who's on his team, but I know my guys. They've pulled for me every single game, every single time they play. Tarasenko, Nathan MacKinnon, Alex DeBrincat, all of my top guys. Roope Hintz as well. My top guys have been performing. They got me this far, and I'm hoping they can just take me over the finish line on Friday night.
Look, I'll be honest, and some of my friends that listen to this show will know that I have been taking it on the chin the last couple of years in fantasy. Couple of bad wobbly pop induced trades, couple of bold moves in my dynasty league. So I hadn't been doing so well. Big bounce back year for me this year. It looks like there's no playoffs in my big keeper league. The other two I'm out in. But in my big keeper league, I moved all the way up from last place, Steele. That's right. I was in last year. I'm up to 6th. I'm feeling it, closing in on that money. But I'll be honest with the listeners out there. When you have a goaltending trio of mine that was Darcy Kemper, Carter Hart, and Mikko Koskinen to start the year, I think you'd be impressed that I even made it that high in the season. And that, I think, is a testament to some of the moves that I made. And I got rid of Darcy Kemper and slotted in Ville Husso. So I'm feeling good about where I'm going in the future. But where we're going in the future is right to a delicious snack of Built Bars. Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate, and they are good for you. Come on. Low calorie, high protein. Replace the candy bars with these. They are just better. A typical candy bar can run you anywhere from 200 to 300 calories, and that is just not going to cut it. Beach season is right around the corner, and it's time to get healthy. Go to built.com, scroll down the macros chart. You'll be blown away. High protein, low cal, high fiber, low carb. What else do you need to hear from me? Oh, what about all the delicious flavors? They're coming out with new flavors all the time. And some of these new ones, Steele, have me salivating. Raspberry cheesecake, banana cream pie, churro, and salted caramel. You name it, they got it. If you can think of a flavor, they will come up with it. They'll make it delicious first and then how to make it healthy after. I don't know how they do it, but they do it every time. Go to built.com, use promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off.
Thanks for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your next listen, you have to check out the Locked On Now Podcast, nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. You don't want to miss out on all the highlights. I know Flip and I don't, so neither do you. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, please do us a favor, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. It helps us out so much, and we appreciate all the love and support out there. So thank you so much, and thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. Flip, a huge night for the last day yes. of the regular season, 15 games on the huge. Schedule, the last day for fantasy leagues, last day for regular season, yep. playoffs coming Monday. Everyone's getting hyped up right now, super excited for the playoffs yes. to watch their favorite teams battle for the Stanley Cup. But let's focus on DFS selections real quick. I'm there's 15 games, so it's hard to stay focused and choose one that you really like because there's just so many options out there. But I was just gonna say
I'm glad you said that because I felt the same way. It's almost a little bit too much to digest, and with the playoffs coming, I was just thinking this might be one of those nights that you just take it easy on the amount you're betting and yeah. save these bullets in the chamber for when the time comes on Monday, because I think while we're going to highlight some good players here for you to choose from, this is going to be a bit of a wonky night, I think, Steele, right? Guys getting yes. rested. I've seen the projected goalies. Teams are running out some rookies, running out some backups to get some seasoning. So this might be a bit of a dicey board to take a look at. So I'm glad you highlighted that.
Yeah, and that's sort of why I went with this first game, because it's not a game that means much. It's just, you know, two of the bottom tier teams going up against each other.
Yeah.
And I'm looking towards that Chicago Blackhawks Buffalo Sabres matchup Friday night. And nice. I'm actually going to take some of the Sabres players who we've really talked a lot about and have been really impressed with their game this season, even though they're still a pretty bad team. Yeah. They have some upside and some highlights to them. So we've highlighted Tage Thompson. I think we got to do it again. Jeff Skinner as well, and Rasmus Dahlin are my three options for the Buffalo Sabres. But we got to talk about Tage Thompson for a little bit, because this guy yeah. has pretty much come out of nowhere. His career high last year, was 14 points. He had 14 wow. points was his career high. He has 37 goals this season and wow. 67 points. So wow. this guy had, over the last 4 years, finally was sort of getting a crack in the lineup. Between the Blues and the Buffalo Sabres, finally gets this season going. 67 points, absolutely incredible to see. So I've got to go with Tage Thompson. He's got 9 points in his last 6 games. I'm also going with Jeff Skinner, 7 points in his last 4 games.
Nice.
And Rasmus Dahlin, 7 points in his last 4 games. Also, he had himself a career high this year with 53 points. So they've got some highlights. They've got some good players. And hopefully they can start trending in the right direction next season.
Hey, and you know I love me a little bit of the Buffalo Sabres young gun action. Talking up the Dylan Cousins, you can find some value there. Alex Tuck, Peyton Krebs, Casey Mittelstadt has struggled this year. I would stay away from him. But Jeff Skinner and Tage Thompson for sure. I like where you're going. You know I love these young guys on the Buffalo Sabres because I'm invested in these guys. But seriously, Tage Thompson, man. If you were a fantasy owner this year that you scored on a guy like Tage Thompson, to me, that's one of the – I think you and I were talking a little bit about fantasy surprises.
Yeah.
He's right at the top of my list for sure. If you want to say that you predicted Tage Thompson to have almost 40 goals this year, I'm calling BS on that one because you weren't calling it. But good for him, Steele. And honestly, good for an organization like the Sabres, who have struggled for so many years to find any kind of consistency. They moved on from the Jack Eichel saga, and it's good to see these positive things in Buffalo. They're still a bad team, but yeah. at least there's some positive things happening there. And hey, you mentioned it. Value in DFS, most definitely.
And I think the big thing that they really need to focus on is, like a lot of teams out there is trying to find a starting goaltender. Of yeah. course, like they've got Craig Anderson right now, who's over 40 years old at this point.
Yes,
he's had a great career, but yes. that's just not going to cut it when you've got all of this young talent on the blue line up front as well. So in the offseason, that's definitely something the Buffalo Sabres have to target. But the second matchup I have for Friday night, and you made a great point. We really have to make sure that you're checking the daily lineups, making sure the players are in, because if they're not, if they're getting rested for the playoffs, really got to reshift your focus to a different game. But for the second matchup, I'm looking at the St. Louis Blues versus the Vegas Golden Knights, and I'm taking the Blues all day, baby, at home. Tarasenko, Thomas, and Buchnevich, the guys who I've gone to so many times this year and have hit for me every single time I've chosen them. And I'm also going Billy Huso in the back end too. So I think if he's in net, I got to go with him. He's been absolutely great this year. Vegas has been very, very bad, not scoring a ton of goals, missing out on the playoffs for the first time in their career. Man, I mentioned this to you yesterday, but the Jumbotron on the San Jose Sharks game against the Ducks, as well as the Dallas Stars did another hidden message in their game last night to the San Jose Sharks, pretty much spelling out "You're welcome."
That's amazing. So
that was funny to see, but yeah, first time in their history that they're not making the playoffs. It's crazy.
Hey, you called it. You called it a bunch of weeks ago, and it's not like it was actually like a super bold prediction, but a spot on one, because so many injuries, and as much as Jack Eichel looked okay at times, he wasn't good enough either. Mark Stone comes back, goes pointless in 5 or 6 games. I know that's a long time for injury, but just not good enough, right? Not deserving of a playoff team, especially when there is so many good playoff teams in there this year, and we've said it a bunch of times. How many good teams are going to be left on the cutting room floor after the first round? And the Vegas Golden Knights do not deserve to be there. Tough pill to swallow, too, playing the way that they did down the stretch, just really not really looking too consistent. And now having to play a Blues team that, even if it's Jordan Binnington in the cage steal, I'm hammering the Blues on the puck line. That's going to be a bet of mine tonight. It's not going to make my board for the show, but there's going to be a lot of bets coming out. So make sure you stay tuned and make sure you hit us up on Twitter. Everywhere you find your favorite content, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere, YouTube. Do not miss out. There's lots of picks coming up, kids.
Hey, there's 15 games on the schedule. There's going to be a ton of picks tonight. And I don't know if you saw this, but they compared Jack Eichel to the Buffalo Sabres record for, like, when Jack Eichel debuted for the Vegas Golden Knights. Their record, you know, up till now, the Vegas Golden Knights record and the Buffalo Sabres record was the exact same. So that just shows that how bad the injuries have really been for the Vegas Golden Knights, and how bad it's been that they have the same record for the Buffalo Sabres. I thought that was just very interesting to see.
That is a good one. Good tidbit.
But yeah, so those are the games that I'm looking at for DFS selections. Like always, there's 13 other games to look at. If you don't like any of, if you don't like the games that we suggested, there's a lot of options out there. You just got to make sure you're checking the daily lineups, making sure the players are actually playing. Just make sure you're doing your research and that they're actually in the game. And we'll get right to big time bets very, very soon. But I got to let everyone know about betonline.net. They are your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including this year's NBA playoffs and the start of Major League Baseball season, which is in full effect by now. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available wherever you get your podcasts, which also includes YouTube. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. We say this every time. It helps us out so much. So please do so. And once you do, you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. 15 games on the schedule, a ton of bets coming out Friday, but we got to tell everyone what is our top three. Flip, what is your first pick of the night?
First pick, Steel, and you actually touched on the New York Rangers in terms of some injury bugs hitting them late. Andrew Kopp, Panarin, Kaapo Kähkönen left the game the other night. There are some minor concerns there. I think they're all going to be back, but they're definitely not playing tonight. The Rangers have also listed Adam Fox, Chris Kreider, Jacob Trouba, Zibanejad. They're all resting. Smart moves. But what does that tell me? This game is going to be a snoozer. Sprinkle in the fact that Ovechkin is also out, and that's a lingering concern for this Washington team. I pegged this game as a low-scoring one steal. All that talent out of the lineup, all the trust me, the Ovechkin factor is huge for Washington. I'm keeping this one simple, baby. This is a Scott Snoozer written all over it. Give me the under in this one, Steele. Six goals or under. I might tease it up because I'm a little bit of a Sally, but that's okay. I'll take the lesser odd. I'll cop out. This is going to be a low-scoring game. I'm feeling it. All that talent out, and it just has all the makings of just a little bit of a snoozer game, and I'm feeling it. So give me the under in the Rangers-Washington game. That's my first pick of the night.
I see where you're coming from, and I like it. It's the last day of the regular season. I'm going to play it a little bit safer than usual.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Sabres on the money line against the Blackhawks. Mm. I just think those young guys have been really great. We've seen them play really well against good teams, and the Blackhawks aren't a good team. Mm-hmm. The Sabres are at home as well. And, the Blackhawks beat the Vegas Golden Knights the other night in a shootout. But they also haven't been great either. Sabres can come out of nowhere and just score a ton of goals in one period and just win the game that way. So yeah. I'm going to take the Sabres on the money line.
Sabres at home there?
I believe so. I might be mistaken.
Pretty good home team as well. Like we can definitely quickly check that. Let me check.
Yeah,
that
Sabres are at home. Sabres are at home.
I'm liking that spot. I'm going to bet on that as well, Steele, just because I don't have enough bets. But I'm feeling that pick. And hey, I'm going to end the regular season. Not the way I started it, because I already hit the McDavid and I hit the triple dip. I'm going to a player prop of a guy that we haven't talked about too much, and one that I haven't bet on, but one that deserves a lot of credit. And I'm going to put it with the Pittsburgh Penguins on the money line. Penguins at home, one of the only teams that have something to play for. And who rolls into town just in time? The Columbus Blue Jackets, who look like they have played 19 holes of golf, not 18, 19 holes of golf for the past week. They're working on the short game, baby, and I don't mean around the net. I mean on the greens. Also, the Pens have just been great against them, 8-2 over their last 10 against Columbus. And I think that this game is absolutely critical. I know you said you think they match up better against the Hurricanes. I don't know if they do. Either way, they need to win this game, Steele. And Jake Guentzel is where I'm going for my prop bet. He has been great this year, career high in points, and is one goal short of busting his career record of 41 goals. He's sitting at 40 right now. That's his career high previous tie. He's been red hot of late, man, and having a great season. Just hat trick a week ago against the Bruins. I'm just loving this spot for the Penguins in general, and I think Jake Guentzel is going to give you a ton of value here. My lock of the night, Jake Guentzel, anytime point. I might also sprinkle anytime goal scorer because I think it's a big night for Guentzel. And give me the Penguins on the puck line as well to round out my three picks on what is going to be a juicy night of betting.
How great has Guentzel been since he's, cracked the league and cracked that top line joining Sidney Crosby? He's been absolutely fantastic to watch, especially in the playoffs. I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago when he pretty much just tore it up. He's just one of those guys that I really like watching every single time he steps on ice. Me too. My second pick of the night, I'm taking the Flames on the puck line against the Winnipeg Jets. There's not really much to say why, because of the Calgary Flames, and they're scoring a ton of goals right now. So that's my second pick. But my lock of the night are the St. Louis Blues on the money line against the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm not going to take the puck line. I do think they can win by more than two goals. But again, I need to do my research. I need to make sure all the guys are in the lineup. I want to see who's starting in net.
Yeah.
So as of right now, I'm taking the Blues on the money line, but I can entice it up to a puck line pick.
And I think that odd is also reflecting exactly what you're saying. I'm seeing it here open the St. Louis Blues on the puck line, on the money line at minus 160. That number should be, a lot lower of an odd. And I think that's exactly what you said. That could be the Jordan Binnington factor, could be a couple of guys held out. Either way, Vegas is going to lose this game. I'm calling that. I'm feeling that as well, Steele.
Yeah.
I'm with you. And hey, man, final day of the season. We made it. We only started halfway through, but I'm proud of all the work we've put in. Lots more content coming. Thank you to everyone out there who's shown us love, dropped comments, subscribed, all of that love. We really, really appreciate it. We hope we've paid you back with a couple of winners. I know we have. DFS targets have been rolling out. Lots more picks, lots more content. Steele, take us away for the final episode of the regular season, and make sure you are staying tuned for next week's playoff predictions, back-to-back Monday and Tuesday, baby.
Well, Flip, you pretty much covered it all right there. So I just want to say thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. If you're gambling, if you want more gambling advice on what you should pick, but for not just hockey, make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, like we say all the time before, subscribe, hit the follow button. Once you do, you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast as soon as they're available each and every day, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Find it on your favorite podcast platform. You can find us on YouTube. You want to stay tuned, especially with the playoffs coming around the corner. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here on Monday for playoff time.
Peace.